So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
How today on Toilet Saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this was back in college. I must have been probably junior, senior year. I was president of our fraternity. And I got to set the stage. It's Halloween week, you know, big party week. And our fraternity, a little bit different than others, had our party room on the third floor. We had a basement, and about 8 o'clock on a Friday evening, I get a call from some guy at my house. He goes, "Hey, I've got bad news. I've got water backing up in the basement."
It's an appropriate word. All things begin.
Once again, bedroom colors. Here are the 7 words you can't say on the radio: sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
All right, Nick. We know you got brown words on the mind. We just can't say them.
Apologies, friends. Anyway, so the guy calls me. I go, "Oh, shoot, you know, what are we going to do?" So he goes, "It's getting pretty bad." So I call a restoration company, and they come out, and he goes, "Well, I've got bad news for you." He goes, "Whatever I do is going to take about 2 hours, so you can either keep going with the party, or, you know, we can shut it down now." And I look at the guys in my house, and I say, "Well, we can't close a party. It's Friday night of Halloween, so we're just going to have to keep going." So the entire evening, we just, you know, blocked off the basement. But every single time that, you know, urinal got flushed, toilet got flushed, just more and more water.
Oh, no.
Backed up.
You probably have 100 people. You probably have 100 people in that party.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was absolutely awful. So we're putting sandbags to try to, you know, direct the water that's down there to just, head to the lowest point. So thankfully, we actually had a boiler room down in the basement. Everything was kind of up on stilts in case, you know, there was a water break or whatever. So it did actually naturally go into that room. Well, in the morning we called the guy to come back, and he shows up with his 300-gallon, you know, sump pump, you know, to pull it out. Well, he ended up pulling 900 gallons of water and, you know, just everything that came out of those toilets from the night. And he said that was about the worst he'd ever seen.
So does the national chapter, do they pick up the bill on that? Like who pays for that?
Oh, no, they were pissed. We were supposedly a dry fraternity, and, you know, we didn't abide by those rules. And
come
they
on.
Just looked at us and they said, "Well, it looks like you get to file an insurance claim."
Yeah.
A dry fraternity. Look, I know they quote unquote exist, but I do not believe that.
Maybe at BYU.
Turn of a blind eye. You look the other way and you just.
Even BYU, I'd be like, "You're at least moist."
Yeah.
Look, you might not be deep wet, brother,
my daughter stayed in a, quote, dry housing facility her first year of college.
Yeah, in college.
Yeah,
sure.
That's,
come on.
No.
I mean, look,
it was based on religious purposes, all right?
Sure.
But, I mean, that does not mean that, yeah.
I mean, anything. I mean, listen, I'm sure they exist. I just don't believe you when you say it. That's all. So even if you're telling me the truth, like, dude, seriously, like, we do not drink. If you're dead honest, I'm still like, keep telling yourself that, man. Mm-hmm. All right. I just don't believe. When you say college, fraternity, and dry, I'm like, those words don't even make sense in my head.
Why would you get involved in a fraternity?
Yeah. I mean, just like, what? Really? Does that network? Yeah, but before you network, you get drunk, right? Yeah. So I know they exist. I just don't believe it.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
And then if you did prove it, and it's like, hey, we are legitimately drunk, like, why?
The whole idea.
This is the time,
yeah,
man.
The whole idea is to invite.
You're in a fraternity.
A sorority over for a party. That's the entire point.
Yeah. Alcohol's cool. This is when you do keg stands and no one says it's immature. Like, don't miss out on the good times, man. Come on. Hello?
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, Steve, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, beach, hola.
Hola.
So I'm in the Army stationed in Germany, and it's a Friday night. And we're all getting our drunk on, getting ready to head down to the Hard Rock Cafe in Bad Kreuznach, Germany, when the CQ comes up to, and starts asking, starts telling us that somebody, there's S on the latrine floors. The sewer's backed up, and there's just S everywhere. And I remember going on to look at it, and it was one of those, open the door, oh no, oh no. No, that's bad. And so it was like, well, whose turn is it to do the latrine this week? It's first platoon week, Sergeant. And thank God I was in third platoon. Third platoon was like, I'll never forget, we were walking down the stairs, leaving the building, and watching the guys in first platoon in their gas masks, because they were issued gas masks in the Army, going in to clean up that mess. And I was so grateful that it wasn't our week for the latrine, because that was a horror show.
How long did it take them to clean it up?
Well, they said it took them about 2-3 hours to get it to, because like the CQ, the charge of quarters, had to inspect it to let them go. And they didn't show up down at the Hard Rock till probably 11 or something like that. You know, we got off at 5, so... Yeah, it took them a while, and then to get it cleaned up. And, yeah, I was so grateful that I was in the third platoon. And that week, we only had the stairs and the common areas to do. Other than that, yeah, good times.
Yeah, sounds that way.
Like, why would you even go down
the
look
put that on the commercial. Army, Navy,
Air Force, Marines. So you might have to clean a ton of S.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Sherry. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hola.
Doing well, Sherry. Thank you.
Hola. This is your friend 811 Sherry.
811 Sherry.
Oh, hey Sherry.
And I was actually on a job site, and I was I had to use the honey bucket, and it was like first thing in the morning, and I went in, and I usually always take something with me because I have been caught without any paperwork before, but not this time. I went ducking in there, and I. And then I realized there wasn't any toilet paper. And so I tried to figure out what I was going to do. I went through all of my pockets. I called the contractor that had actually called me because I couldn't get anybody's attention outside. So I called him and I said, hey, I'm in the honey bucket and there's no toilet paper. So he sends over a guy and, you know, we do the discreet open the door and he hands it in. And I was horribly, horribly embarrassed. got all done with the paperwork and stood up to close the lid, and there was a roll of toilet paper behind the lid.
Yep. I always think about that, man. There's a couple road construction crews right now. There's one in Ballard I saw the other day down near Salmon Bay, and they're doing something in the row, but they've got a truck, and there's a honey bucket in the back of it.
Yeah.
But everyone's working around that truck. Like, there are 9-10 people. There's, you know, people holding signs, flaggers, and all that crap. I mean, but you're right there. Like, you'd have to physically get up in that truck. I mean, audible as hell, you know, to do your business.
Depending what you're doing, sure.
But everyone's right there. Like, you're basically just like, I don't know, you're like 5 feet away from someone who's working on the road outside.
And they can hear everything.
And you're also in the middle of the street. You're taking a dump in the back of a truck in the middle of the street. It's like,
I mean, that's kind of like, but porta potties.
It's there because you need it. Like, correct. No one goes in there and says, you know what? My life's dream is coming true. I get to. It's like, we understand what we're walking through it, San Francisco, right?
And we got into one.
We had to go to the bathroom. Like, three or four of us did. There's maybe five or six of us walking around. And just where we are, it's completely residential. There are no businesses around to even do that. It's like, oh, S, man, but there's the honey bucket. And I believe it was
well. A lot of the contractors keep the key on the top. So if you know that, you can feel up there.
Well, they should lock them in a lot of neighborhoods because junkies get in there and everything else.
No, you're right. I get it. But in this case, like, man, I am not here to shoot smack. I'm here to lay it down. And we finally got into this honey bucket. But I mean, we formed our own line to use this thing. It was like a godsend.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.